101X, it's the Morning X, Jason Dick and friends. And in today's Am I Trash, Emily asks, are you allowed to throw your orange peels on the ground outside? I always thought it's biodegradable. Yeah, just fling that thing wherever you want, man. Nick, you said no. You got to put it in the right receptacle or something like that.
Yes.
The ground is the right receptacle for biodegradable items.
Also, I don't believe that you ever threw orange peels on the ground. You seem like a scurvy guy to me.
I don't know what that means.
You just don't eat vegetables or fruits.
I promise you, I eat more vegetables than you. Let's see. We put it on the poll. Is it acceptable to throw your orange peels on the ground outside?
Am I winning? Am I losing?
57% say not acceptable.
Oh.
That makes you trash, Emily. Here, don't worry. Let me take some of the trash heat off of you. I see your orange peels. I raise you dog poop. Now, hold on. You guys are gonna be proud of me, okay? Because yesterday, I took Bogey for a walk. It's like the second time in a week where before we left the house, I took one of the bags. I pulled there. There's a whole, roll of bags. Mm-hmm. I took one, and I was like, all right, just in case you can't control yourself. And I brought a bag, and yeah, he just goes in somebody's yard, and then I stop, pick it up. Even though I went to college, I'm picking up poop out of off the ground.
Okay.
That's fine.
Congratulations.
That's what a responsible dog owner does, right?
Yeah.
Now, here's a question. I just walk around the block holding this bag of poop?
Yeah. Yes.
Just walk all the way home back to my house?
Yep.
I think you can pass trash cans
all up and down the street, okay?
Yeah.
Every house has one.
Yeah. Throw it in one of them.
You can, so that's acceptable just to throw your dog's poop into somebody else's trash can.
I don't see why not, right?
I mean, I think there are people that would tell you that that's, say, other trash cans, but those are some busybody 311 next door type
people. Who checks their trash can like that?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. Season one of Curb Your Enthusiasm. I think Larry gets Ted Danson beaten up over this whole thing. But I've heard people complain about, throwing the doggy bags into, man, is that what that's called? It's not a doggy bag. Doggy bag. I just ruined the word doggy bag for me forever. I've loved doggy bags my entire life, and now, Jesus, F.
You should start calling them Mumbleito bags.
Yeah. But I don't think you're supposed to throw the dog in other people's trash cans. It stinks up their can, right?
Yeah, but their can's outside on the street, right? Does it matter?
Exactly. That was my thinking, is that I'm not walking up into somebody. Our trash day is Friday. This was on a Monday. I'm not walking up into somebody's yard, up their driveway, throwing into the trash on the side of their house. If you've left your trash can on the street until Monday, you're a garbage person. You don't mind my poop in your trash can. His poop, not my poop.
Am I starting to...
Also, I pooped in the trash can.
No, you have to poop in the bag and then put in the trash can.
I can't believe I just agreed on a Jason take.
Yeah.
Twice.
It happens. It's a terrible feeling.
Am I okay today?
It's a terrible feeling.
What's going on?
How long have you been here now? 3-4 months?
Yeah,
you'll be
like
indoctrinated.
That.
Eventually, you'll be me, okay?
Oh, no.
Your hair's already turning red.
Yeah. It's all coming for you, man. This is your future. You see this? I used to be right over there, okay?
No.
Yeah. Now it's me. Now I'm here. 101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends. Nick, Emily, and a lot of talk about trash ethics on the program today. Let's see here. I think you're still losing over here, Emily. Are you allowed to throw your orange peels straight onto the ground when you're outside? 61.5% say no. Say no, you can't.
Okay.
You can't do that.
All right. I won't. Don't worry.
What about poop? I feel like I'm not being showered with praise enough for actually picking up my dog Bogey's poop. You know my policy on that, okay?
Mm-hmm. Am I a changed man? I'm very much torn.
Might be a changed man, guys.
Good. Because you know what? Those poops are going to get even bigger, okay?
I would never pick up Silent J poop because I was like, look, I got plausible deniability. If somebody comes at me, I'm like, that's squirrel poop, okay? This Bogey, he's already just out of control, man.
No, that's human.
Eventually, almost. I'm going to tell you that it's not carrying a bag, it's carrying a bucket with you on your walks.
Oh, okay. No.
Can I throw it if I'm on a walk, just a conveniently still out on the street trash can? Regina says it's okay to throw it in a full can if it's about to be picked up. If it's empty, don't do it. Matt the Mick, if you tie the poop bag off before you throw it away, then it's okay. Otherwise, you might as well get in the can with it because you are trash too.
You're tying the bag, right?
There's a lot of
it depends on how clean of a pickup we got, because some of the
leftovers.
I'm scared to ask.
The rim of the bag might not be the most.
Did you get it on your hand?
No.
Wrap it around your hand to pick it up.
Yeah, I understand how to. I know the engineering of the thing.
Normal person rules. A normal, responsible dog owner. Don't do it. Just take it home because they're used to that. But for you specifically, it's been such a chore to get you to pick it up and put it in that bag.
Yeah.
That do whatever you want with it.
Right. I feel
like it in a storm drain. I don't care.
Based on where we've been, don't yell at me for throwing it in your trash can. You should be celebrating. I should win neighbor of the month.
We should just take the win, people. Okay, just take the win.
Raina says, my friend put her dog's poop into someone else's trash can. That person found her and threw the poop bag back into her yard.
Whoa.
Well, then you know what? You go sneak in the middle of the night. What? You throw it back in her trash can, okay?
What is with these people? Yeah. It's just a trash can. Leave it alone. Who cares?
Dude, homeowners are really weird about their stuff. Anybody on Nextdoor?
Says, as a homeowner, don't dump your dog's dump in my trash can. Emily, I'm sorry you can't say much of being a renter, but as a homeowner, I have a service. I pay for my trash cans to be cleaned.
Why? Why do you do that? Why? It's all dirty. Yeah. Who cares? It goes out to the road. You don't ever hang out with it. Or if you're a homeowner, you have a hose.
I forgot.
Spray it down.
Should he be forced to spray my dog's stink out of his trash can?
Well, if he cares, why is he in there?
The alternative to Jason putting his dog's poop in your trash can is your dog's poop on your yard.
Yeah, true.
Or if Jason has been to the basketball courts, his own poop.
Guys, I don't think we're very likable.
Julio from SA says, Jason, are you really asking if you put your dog's poop in a bag in a neighbor's trash can? You use their trash can for all of your trash for months. Actually, years. I forgot about that. At my old place, the city took away my trash can because I kept... it wasn't the city. The HOA said, stop leaving your trash cans out in the alley. And so eventually they told the city to pick him up. And I was like, you're going to take my trash can? That's fine. So I just started sneaking my trash into my neighbor's trash can for several years.
So it started with a dumpster pizza.
And now we
got all this.
Man, I got a lot of trash stories.
You do.
Is that bad?
I think you want trash.
That are your enemy.
Is that an issue? Is that a thing? Yeah, that's fine. Ain't no HOAs in Manor. Wait, are there HOAs in Manor?
Definitely.
Oh, no.
You have to go to the city.
All right. What up, X? It's the Morning X with tickets to see Jaws on the Water this Saturday, Valente Beach, and go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid.
Our contestant is, good morning, Natalie?
Yes.
Hi, Natalie. I'm going in the hallway.
Natalie,
good morning.
We have three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those, and if you get more right than Jason, you're going to be watching the movie On the Water. And your choices are: which German composer wrote that? Historical nicknames, or finish the series? So, German composers, historical nicknames, or I'm going to give you two things. You tell me what comes next.
Let's do finish the series.
Excellent. All right, just what I said. So what we're going to do. You'll see. Number Millie Micro Blank. What comes next in that series? Millie Micro Blank. For the record, Millie with two L's. Millie Micro Blank.
I'll say macro.
We're looking for nano. Millimeter,
dang.
Micrometer, nanometer, other things of metric measurements. But that's all right. Number two, straight, flush, blank. Straight, flush, blank.
What's the second one? I'm sorry.
Flush.
Flush.
Straight.
What?
Straight, flush with an F, and
flush.
Then blank.
Gosh, I'm not doing very well.
That's all right. Doing better than we did earlier today.
I never do well.
Unless it's specifically targeted Gen Z. All right, but you realize those are like card hands, right?
Straight, flush.
Okay. Does that help you?
It does.
Okay.
Straight flush.
Just give me any.
That's a straight flush.
You're going to go straight flush? Good instincts, wrong answer, Full House. Straight, Full House. Flush, okay. Full House, yeah. All right, finally, I think you can do this one. Maybe, maybe not. Charmander, Charmeleon, blank.
Oh, Pokemon is not my thing.
Oh man.
Charmander,
nope.
Charmeleon, blank.
Char something. But I got nothing.
Again, good instincts.
So
we're looking
close.
For Charizard. Charizard, Ultimate Evolution. That's all right, though. Hold on, Natalie. There's always the chance that we could just go 2 for 2 and disastrous smarter than trivia. Jason will get 0. I don't think so.
I think
so. What are you talking about? 2 for 2 disaster. I didn't get 0 earlier.
No, I'm talking about me. Me, oh. 2 for 2 on being disastrous. But no, we're fine.
I think you're killing it, buddy.
You're killing something.
You're killing it.
Is it my career? Is it the show? Is it this game? Who knows?
Oh, no. There's a man down.
Finish the series. And Natalie got 0 correct. But I'm going to give you 2 things.
Finish.
Tell me what comes next.
The series.
You'll get it once he starts.
Okay.
Number 1. Millie Macro blank. Millie M-I-L-L-I, micro, blank.
Hang on, what?
Millie, macro, blank. Millie, micro, blank.
You've said macro, micro. You've alternated back
micro,
and forth through
micro,
between a couple
Millie,
times.
Millie, micro, blank.
Is the answer macro now? Did you just say the answer to me? Millimeter, micrometer. No, you're going the other way. Micrometer is less than. Millie, micro,
A milli, a milli, a milli.
What is that?
It's a song. Barely.
There's a couple times today that I just felt compelled to put in some musical filler.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it.
Okay. Is this my thing?
This is my not mad at it tone, Emily.
You're not happy, but you're not mad.
Nano.
Yes.
Nice. You almost tricked him. That was an almost.
I see him trying to my micro macro me. I understand.
Yeah, that was definitely intentional, not just a typical Nick mistake.
Mm-hmm.
First time I ever said anything that wasn't 100% correct.
Yep.
Number 2, straight, flush, blank. And then I did give Natalie the hint that these are card hands, just because she was not getting it. But
Right.
Figured that out.
But she got 0 correct, so
yeah.
I've already defeated you.
Yes.
Hold straight on, Natalie.
Flush.
Straight flush, homie.
That's your answer?
No, Full House.
Yes.
Wow, that's like, cards or something.
Yeah. You ever play short deck? Because straight beats a flush in short deck.
You can't call that deck that anymore.
Sure you can.
Number 3.
Don't want no short deck, man.
There you go. There's the musical aspect of the show.
Do you know that song?
Yeah.
My deck is bigger.
What was the name of that? Yeah. How do you know that, but you didn't know Silver Sun Pickups earlier?
I know culture.
All right.
Number 3. Charmander. Charmeleon. Charmeleon? Charmeleon? Stupid people in my head. Charmander, Charmeleon, blank.
Is that a Pokemon? Is this a Pokemon
thing? Just tell me what
thing?
Is the final form.
You're saying Pokemon?
Yeah, just give them.
Charmander.
Charmeleon.
Marzipan.
Charizard.
The cheat is dead. That's a Pokemon?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Charizard. Yeah.
Good. Great.
Fine. I don't want to start.
Is your hair really based off of a Pokemon, Emily?
Yeah. No. Kind of. Ponyta. I was going for Ponyta vibes.
Okay. Check out.
I have a Pokemon card in the back of my card. In my phone.
Okay.
Cool. Sorry. Okay. Check it out.
You are a huge nerd.
Check out Emily's sweet new hair. On TikTok, we posted the first of our Olympics games contest yesterday. Emily's got quite a volleyball proficient set of skills there.
Put me in, coach.
A lack of proficiency. I don't know how TikTok works, but you got the, subtitle thing going on there.
I didn't check those. I just let it go.
Oh, my God. It's the most entertaining part is all of the errors, which I guess when you're making up words, what do you expect this the algorithm to do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty funny.
You say early in the thing, you're like, okay, for the first Olympics games, and the subtitle says, first, a limp-ass dance. I was like, that's good.
Just leave it.
At 101X Morning X on TikTok.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.